Chi High Softball is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
Coverage of the Lady Cards is brought to you by Royal Credit Union, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Stelter Incorporated, Quality Propane and Fuels, and Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. And now, with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, it's your WOGO sports team, Mark Halverson and Tammy Slowiak.
WOGO, your sports station.
And good afternoon and welcome to Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Mark Halverson with the audio. Sam Aberle providing all the video live streaming on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel and on Facebook. Of course, glad to be on the radio with you here on FM 103.1 AM 680 and WOGO.com. As it's the Chi High Cards 5-4, but 5-1 in the BRC atop the Big Rivers Conference now, taking on 7-7 Rice Lake, 2-4 in the conference. But here's the deal with Rice Lake. They faced the challenge of having to do without their senior shortstop, Maddie Rowe. She's going to play on the next level, Winona State, but she's out with a broken thumb. And you'll hear from Coach Jackie Bicey later about her hopes of possibly having her return. But obviously she will not be with the club today in this contest against your Chi High Cardinals. We'll hear from both coaches shortly, but just kind of an overview on where Rice Lake has been on this season. You're more familiar with the Cards after beating Auburndale and Somerset to start the year, a narrow 10-9 loss to Medford. Then they beat Altoona pretty good, 13-2, lost to Hayward 3-2 earlier in the month. Then getting into the conference, defeated 3-2 again at Menominee, but bounced back and beat the Mustangs 7-3. And then beat Tartan 1-0 and Anoka 8-5, some Minnesota schools, and losing to Andover 10-3. And then back to conference play, New Richmond beat them pretty good 16-5 on tax deadline day, and also 5-2 2 days later. Oakland Memorial beat them the first time 3-1, but Rice Lake bounced back and gave it to the Abes 8-5 on the 24th. And here we are today, the first of two against Chippewa. This one today at 4:30 and then 5 o'clock against Chippewa on Thursday in Rice Lake. For your Chi High Cardinals, obviously some winning's been coming their way here more recently, as they've gone from 1-1 in the conference to 5-1, with more recently the Cards scoring victories that some of which you've heard here on WOGO. Beat Hudson 10-3. We had that one for you. And then on the road, beating Hudson 9-5, and then also downing Menominee in a narrow one, 7-6. And then last week, their last game, 9-4 over the Mustangs as well, in a game heard here on WOGO. So Chi High and Rice Lake today should be a good one. Rice Lake warming up in the field. We'll hear from Coach Jackie Bicey and later head coach Jared Faraday. Cardinal Countdown getting ready for a great day of softball on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports. Ross Twyman, a hard shot out deep toward right center field, and that one is gone! Ross Twyman, a home run to tie the game for Chippewa Falls! How about Ross, the senior, stepping up?
Advertise in Wogo's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Cardinal Countdown on this beautiful sunny Tuesday on WOGO as we talk to Jackie Bicey, head coach of the Rice Lake Warriors. The Warriors and Cards colliding here today in softball. And coach, your club comes in 7-7, 2-4 in the conference. Give us kind of an overview to this point.
Sure, you bet. Super exciting year. We're senior led. We have 7 seniors. Unfortunately, one of our key components is out. She broke her thumb. But you know what? We're hoping to have her back for playoffs. I'm super proud of my kids for stepping up in positions that they haven't played before. So total team effort for sure.
So Coons on the mound for you today. Tell us about her.
Yeah, Cameron Coons. She's our ace. She's very consistent. Has a lot of different spin pitches. She'll fool you with an off speed. Just has a really great head on her shoulders. Good composure.
Mm-hmm. And how about this Chi High team? Some recent sweeps here against their opponents, and so kind of in that usual front-running position in the BRC.
Yeah, you know, Chip was tough. You know, just when they graduate kids, they have a revolving door. You know, excellent program, great coaching staff. So, you know, we're here to compete today and have a great ball game.
Sounds good. Thanks so much.
All right, thank you. All right.
Good luck to you and the rest of your team. All right, head coach Jackie Bicey back with Jared Faraday. The Cards in a moment on WOGO Sports.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by May 31st, receive 2 payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25. Insured by NCUA.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, even new scratch and dent appliances with warranty. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort. MetropolisResort.com.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Cardinal Countdown on WOGO Sports, FM 103.1, Wogo.com, the live video stream on the Wogo Sports YouTube channel and on Facebook. Jared Faraday with us ahead of Chi High and Rice Lake. Great day for softball, a little windy, but we got the sunshine.
Yeah, you know, sun finally came out here, and wind is supposed to die down slightly as we go through the night, so hopefully it's a pretty nice night to play.
So, you guys find yourself atop the BRC. We had not that long ago, everybody kind of 1-1, but size up how you see the girls playing right now.
Well, you know, I mean, we've had, you know, 2 good weeks in a row for conference play, you know, sweeping Hudson and sweeping Menominee, who are both good teams. And so that gives us some confidence here going into, you know, another week here with Rice Lake. And, you know, we just told the kids, we got to continually get better and get better and get better. At moments, we see that. And then we have moments where I'm like, okay, we got to keep getting better and better. And but, you know, the kids are working hard, and that's all we can ask.
And again, with the success you guys have had, that, you know, hey, certainly internal goals like you know, winning the conference, etc. And yet, because you're a past state champion and tradition never graduates, I mean, you guys keep chasing the prize.
Yeah, I mean, we have high standards in our program, and, you know, that starts with, you know, a goal of winning the conference every year. And I've said for a long time, I don't, you know, that's probably not going to change as long as I'm here. You know, if it does, then I probably won't be here. So it's just that simple. So, no, we have that goal, and I think that's good because it, you know, the kids have it too. And it's not just me. I mean, it's the kids. They understand that that's what they want to reach to and that that's what they want to accomplish. So then they buy in, they work hard, and then, you know, you go out and battle and see what happens.
And it's all phases, pitching, defense, batting, base running, everything.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's every year you have, you know, little more strengths or weaknesses in all those areas. And, you know, we've got to just keep getting better at the ones that we might be a little weaker in, and then also keep better in the ones we're strong in, right? Because sometimes you get where, oh, well, our whatever is good.
Yeah.
But no, you got to get better in all phases, and that's the good teams will do through the year.
All right. Violet Macawam on the mound for you today against Rice Lake. Size this one up for us.
Yeah, I mean, Violet's been throwing well this year, and, we feel pretty comfortable with our pitching right now. Kids are doing a good job, and we just got to, you know, go out there and have her make her pitches and see what happens.
All right, very good. We wish you the best. Winding down April, right?
So, yes. Right. Welcome to Mayo soon.
Yeah, thanks. Jared Faraday, head coach of the Cards, back with more in a moment on WOGO Sports.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, professional land surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, professional land surveying.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Back at Casper Park, the front runners in the BRC, Chi High against the Rice Lake Warriors. The Cards at 5-4 overall, 5-1 in the conference. Eau Claire North and New Richmond chasing them at 4-2, and then Hudson and Menominee 3-3. Memorial and Rice Lake at 2-4, and River Falls bringing up the rear at 1-5. Let's listen to public address announcer Dave Hansen.
Number 3, Georgia Romanowski, Mrs. Williams High School Math.
Teacher appreciation.
Number 4, Delaney Barrow, Mr. Moss High School English. Number 5, Gracie Amundson, Mr. Foster High School Science. Number 6, Ryan Osborne, Mrs. Musser, high school Fayette and softball coach. Number 7, Violet McElwaugh, Mrs. Jaquish, high school math. Number 10, McKenna Bauer, Mrs. Huber's high school social studies. Number 11, Claire Hepner, Rosie Hepner, Hillcrest secretary and grandma. Number 12, Delaney Berg, Miss McElwam, high school music. Number 13, Allie Geist, Mr. Pometlo, high school tech ed. Number 14, Roslyn Twyman, Mrs. Rao, elementary teacher. Number 15, Willa Reisinger, Mrs. Kalinsky, high school world language. Number 16, Lainey Hinkleman, Mrs. Goodman, high school principal. Number 17, Lauren Shepherd, Mr. Kinville, high school social studies. Number 18, Kennedy Swan, Mr. Sinkick, high school business ed. Number 19, McKenna Benish, Mr. Anderson, high school tech ed. And number 21, Montana Atchison, Miss Welly, high school social studies. Ladies and gentlemen, let's have a big round of applause for these faculty and staff members. Again, we appreciate all you do at Chippewa Falls High School to teach our fine students at this season and throughout their careers, and wish you all the best in your teaching careers. Thank you.
Teacher Appreciation Week here, and I do special events on our sister station, WWIB, after the 6:30 weather. And so that calling to mind, and a lot of different teachers beyond just the high school being recognized there. Let's go back to public address announcer Dave Hansen.
Between the Rice Lake Warriors and the Chippewa Falls Cardinals. First for Rice Lake, leading off, the center fielder number 2, Emily Kalina. Batting second, number 5, the pitcher Cameron Kunz. Batting third, number 3, the catcher Ava Anderson. Batting fourth, number 22, the third baseman, Addie Celo. Batting fourth, number 24, the designated player, Dakota Thompson. Batting sixth, number 15, the right fielder, Aubrey Musel. Batting seventh, number 6, the first baseman, Emily Saffert. Batting eighth, number 10, the shortstop, Harper Schomer. Batting ninth, number 9, the second baseman, Avery Weinstock. And the flex left fielder for Rice Lake, number 8, Haley Kalina. Head coach of the Rice Lake Warriors is Jackie Bicey, assisted by Katie Novak and Kristen Lehman. Now for your Chippewa Falls Cardinals. Leading off, playing second base, number 14, Roslyn Twyman. Batting second, number 3, the shortstop, Georgia Romanowski. Batting third, number 17, the catcher, Lauren Shepherd. Batting fourth, number 16, the designated player, Lainey Hinkleman. Batting fifth, number 10, the third baseman, McKenna Bauer. Batting sixth, number 13, first baseman, Allie Geist. Batting 7th, number 15, the right fielder, Willa Reisinger. Batting 8th, number 4, the left fielder, Delaney Barrow. Batting 9th, number 18, the center fielder, Kennedy Swan. And the pitcher flex for the Cardinals this afternoon, number 7, Violet McElwaugh. And now, would you please rise and honor him?
Right, we're going to take one last break. When we come back, we'll get ready for baseball as the cards, softball, that is, the cards in the field when we come back on WOTO Sports.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, now with five membership branches in Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee, a tennis center, a sports center, two early learning communities, and Camp Manitou. Join our community and discover your why. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Visit ymca-cv.org or stop in for a tour at any of our convenient locations today. That's ymca-cv.org. See you at the Y.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Roz Twyman, a hard shot out deep toward right center field, and that one is gone! Roz Twyman, a home run to tie the game for Chippewa Falls! How about Roz, the senior, stepping up?
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by May 31st, receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25. Insured by NCUA.
Ready for softball. National anthem completed, and the Cards dressed in their red uniforms with the black numerals and lettering and some white trim and black pants, red socks, taking to the field. We'll set them for you defensively for the Cardinals. Number seven, the sophomore Violet McElwam on the hill today on the mound. Being caught by number 17, the junior Lauren Shepard. Allie Geist, the junior first baseman. Number 13, Roz Twyman here highlighted in that terrific promo and home run call there by Caleb Swenson. Roz Twyman, our senior second baseman. Georgia Romanowski, the talented young shortstop, just a sophomore, number 3. And McKenna Bauer, the senior third baseman at the hot corner, number 10. The outfield from left to right, and they'll make up the bottom part of the batting order, numbers 7, 8, and 9. In left field, number 4, sophomore Delaney Barrow. In center field, number 18, senior Kennedy Swan. And in right field is number 15, junior Willa Reisinger, and she's had her share of pitching so far this year. For the Warriors, leading off will be Emily Kalina, the senior center fielder, number 2, batting second. Cameron Coons, the senior pitcher, batting third. Senior catcher, number 3, Ava Anderson.
Leading off for the Warriors.
Here we go.
Number 2. The center fielder, Emily Kalina.
So Kalina, as we'll get things started here. Hitting from the left side for Rice Lake. And we should say, give you the Toyson Ford keys to the game. We got going with the teacher, the Faculty Appreciation Day, and everything. And so we'll get that for you here. Toyson Ford keys to the game. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. I'm going to give you first base through home in a moment. And swing and a miss, strike one. So I'd say the key starting at pitching, the pitching of McElwam. Second base would be the defense. Third, at the plate, good offensive performance. And finally, solid base running. Those are your Toyson Ford keys to the game, where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford, in Chippewa Falls. And this one hit to the outfield pretty well, but right to the left fielder, Delaney Barrow, for out number one. So Barrow making the squeeze, and F5, F7 there, and it brings up Cameron Coons, the pitcher, and she'll hit from the right side. Turn your dreams into reality with Stelter Incorporated, the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Incorporated, always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. And the first pitch is strike one to Coons. Again, a big loss for Rice Lake. Broken thumb for Maddie Rowe. She's going to play on the next level at Winona State, so a very solid player. Hoping to get her back for the postseason. And McElwam is throwing darts, and she goes 0-2 in front of Coons. So without Rowe at shortstop, they call upon a sophomore, Harper Schomer, and obviously that affects your lineup defensively, offensively, the whole deal. Off-speed pitch, a called strike three, and so Coons is down, and two are out here early, and that's strikeout number one for McElwam, who can sometimes pile them up, and it brings up the number three hitter, Ava Anderson, the senior catcher for Rice Lake. Hitting also from the right side, bit of a rainbow-colored bat, way out in front of the plate, and she looks at a called strike one. Yeah, home plate, I would say, her whole, she's almost her right foot is commensurate with the front of home plate. McElwam out in front 0-1, and that ball high 1-1. Violet, just a sophomore, she was the most used pitcher by the Cards last year when they had five pitchers they went to. This year it's been largely McElwam and Reisinger. Reisinger getting many innings. Here's the 1-1 pitch, and this one slugged pretty well to center field and over the head of the Cardinals center fielder, Swan. She'll track it down and into second base with a stand-up double is Ava Anderson, the senior. So the senior catcher takes a 1-1 pitch and rocks it over the head of Kennedy Swan, giving Rice Lake their first runner in scoring position and bringing up Addie CeeLo. CeeLo, the senior third baseman. So Rice Lake, a bit of a rally here, or at least a scoring opportunity, with CeeLo also hitting from the right side, the third consecutive righty against McElwam. She fires a dart down low and just misses 1-0. 1-0 to the cleanup hitter, Addie CeeLo. Somewhat of a different batting stance we'll try to describe. There's a ball low, 2-0. For you watching the video live stream, you can see on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel and on Facebook, but the front foot, the left foot, kind of backed off a little bit. And so, all right, this one's going to be upstairs for McElwam. She misses 3-0. So maybe mentally just kind of phased a little bit by the double as she was cruising along toward a seeming 1-2-3 inning. Violet looks at her wrist and gets ready for the 3-0 pitch. And here it is. And that one's going to be take your base, a ball to the cleanup hitter. So pretty careful to CeeLo. And then I missed what happened. So, Dave, help me out here. Okay, the runner tried to steal third. So I looked down, folks, and flying solo here, thanks to my friend Dave Hansen. So they are able to get Anderson at third. That ends the inning. Half an inning in the books. Rice Lake, nothing. Chahai coming up on WOGO Sports. Back in a minute.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, even new scratch and dent appliances with warranty. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort.
MetropolisResort.com.
To the bottom of the first we go. The Cardinals, an unusual way to get out of that inning as they get ready to face Cameron Coons, the senior right-hander for Rice Lake. But again, after the walk was issued by McElwam and a seeming threat there with Dakota Thompson on deck, Lauren Shepard was able to fire it over to third and able to tag the runner, Ava Anderson, and trying to steal. And so, I don't know, you could question that a little bit. Like, I guess if you're 60 feet from the base, more of a chance to score on a wild pitch or a pass ball. So, anyhow, break there for the Cards. So, setting things for Rice Lake here defensively quickly. Coons, the senior pitcher. Ava Anderson, the senior catcher. Emily Safford at first. Avery Weinstock, the junior, at second. Harper Schomer at short. Addie Celo at third base. And then Haley Kalina, Emily Kalina, and Aubrey Musso from left to right. As the Cardinal leadoff hitter, Roz Twyman, getting ready. And Coons fires the first one, missing 1-0. Roz comes in hitting .500, followed in the batting order by Georgia Romanowski at short. Lauren Shepard, the catcher, batting third. There's the ball high, 2-0 from Coons. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call White City Glass, the glass leaders, White City Glass. 2-0, Coons, the pitch, fires a called strike one. 2-1 to Twyman, the leadoff hitter for Chi High. Again, some of those numbers for Twyman at .500, and Shepard, a really gaudy .680. The 2-1 pitch from Coons, and swinging a miss, swinging to one upstairs, Twyman, and the count goes to 2-2. Rise ball there from Coons. 2-2 to Twyman, the Cardinal leadoff hitter. Nothing, just underway here on this sunny Tuesday. Ball high, 3-2 to Roz. And see if we can get her numbers in terms of, well, it's easier for me here flying solo to just stick with the batting average here today. All right. And swing and a miss, and they get her on swinging strike three. So the first strikeout of the game for Coons, and it brings up Georgia Romanowski, the sophomore at short. Of course, Steinmetz, Paige Steinmetz, doing a great job at that position, graduating, moving on to the next level. And now the left-handed hitting Georgia Romanowski for the Cardinals. And a bunt attempt fouled for Romanowski. Check out the Metropolis Resort Smile Cam to catch all the in-game reactions today. It's constant smiles and fun at Metropolis Resort with Action City, Chaos Water Park, and on-site dining and coffee. Book your adventure today at metropolisresort.com. The pitch from Coons, and Romanowski, it's a called strike. So 0-2 now to Georgia, hitting from the left side, batting .344 on the season. Laney Henkelman in that cleanup spot today for the Cardinals. At Romanowski fouling that off, staying alive. Break tomorrow, but then I show you how we're dead serious about our spring sports schedule. Thursday, Friday, and a doubleheader on Saturday here on WOGO. And there's a ball high. And I'll share that with you a little bit later on about the opponent. Again, weather permitting, hoping for good weather there on Thursday. A bit of a rain chance, but hopefully we'll get that. And a ball high to Romanowski. Good eye. So 2-2 now to Georgia. The Cardinals shortstop with Lauren Shepard, the power-hitting catcher on deck. And boy, she is having fun hitting this year, just teeing off on opponents' pitching. The 2-2 pitch. Romanowski looks at ball three, 3-2. She's one pitch away from getting aboard here. Georgia Romanowski, the Cardinals shortstop. And Romanowski, .344, on base percentage of .400 for the season. There it is. She takes a called strike three. So Coons gets the first two Cardinals on strikes, and now Lauren Shepard with, unfortunately, nobody on deck. When you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interest in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal's there to help you reach your financial goals and gives great advice that you can trust. See everything Royal Credit Union has to offer at rcu.org. Shepard in the air, on the infield, pop up, and first ball hitting, and she pops out to short Harper Schomer. So the Cards go 1-2-3 in the first. After one from Casper, Shahai and Rice Lake locked at zero on WOGO Sports.
Whether it's an education, business or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
WOGO Sports, every time I hear that commercial about Bake the Cookies, White City Glass, there's one particular time my mom made she made chocolate chip cookies and brownies, but one time where she made the warm chocolate chip cookies and she brought them out, we've been playing basketball in the driveway. There was no broken window. That commercial makes me think of that every single time. All right, so Rice Lake now in the top half of the second. Dakota Thompson, the sophomore designated player, followed by Aubrey Musil and Emily Safford against Violet McEwam, who, after giving up a double and a walk, seemed to be in a bit of a jam, but then Lauren Shepard able to throw out Ava Anderson, who had stealing on her mind. Swing and a miss, strike one to Thompson. The designated player hitting in place of Haley Kalina. If you're thinking, oh, wasn't Emily Kalina? Yeah, they're sisters. Emily is the center fielder, leadoff, and Haley is in left field today. The 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss, strike two upstairs there to Dakota Thompson. Just a sophomore, a number of seniors dot this lineup. One of them out with an injury, most notably Maddie Rowe with a broken thumb. As Coach Bicey said, hoping to get her back for the playoffs. 0-2 now from McEwam. Ooh, ball low, 1-2. And they're going to say she did check. She did come around in the swing, so that's going to be strikeout number two to McEwam, even though that one was in the dirt. So getting the young sophomore. And now Aubrey Musil, the right fielder, senior for Coach Jackie Bicey's crew. McEwam, very passionate competitor, just a sophomore herself. And there's a rise ball that misses 1-0 to Musil. Musil, the right fielder and a senior. Got batting averages available for Chai High we're sharing today. Don't have those available from Rice Lake, otherwise obviously we'd be glad to share those. Number 15 is Musil. Swing and a miss. Reminds me, we're 1-1 now in our news today that one of the elementary schools in Green Bay, the school board voting last night to rename as Bart Starr Elementary School, and that will be the case come this fall. So that's pretty cool. Old number 15. There's an off-speed pitch and misses. 2-1. No. Oh, that was a strike. Okay. I missed that one. Thank you. 1-2. 1-2. All right. Musil now hitting from the right side. So, nice pitch there by McEwam. Even fooled me. Here we go. 1-2 pitch. And this one in the air to left field. Delaney Barrow is under it for out number two. So Musil on the flyout to left field. And it brings up Emily Safford, the senior first baseman, number six. And batting in the sixth spot, oddly enough, or coincidentally. Setting that Cardinal defense again, McEwam and Shepard is the battery, and there's a fastball for a called strike one. And Allie Geist, the junior first baseman, Roz Twyman at second, Georgia Romanowski at short, McKenna Bauer at third base, Delaney Barrow at left, Kennedy Swan in center, and Willa Reisinger in right. There's the pitch, and this one in the air. Again, shallow outfield, right center coming in and making the catch is Reitzinger for out number three. So the Warriors go 1-2-3 in the top half of the second. Chai, coming up in a scoreless game in a moment.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
All right, Shy High, the 4, 5, and 6 hitters. Laney Henkelman, the designated player, hitting in place of McKenna Bauer, Violet McAwam, and ball 1-0 to Laney Henkelman. Batting 231 on the season, the sophomore designated player for your Shy High Cardinals. Number 16, got a good crouch. There's the 1-0 pitch from Coons, and that misses 2-0. Cameron Coons, the senior pitcher. Ava Anderson, the senior catcher. Emily Safford, the senior first baseman. Avery Weinstock, the junior second baseman. Harsh Schomer, the sophomore shortstop. And Addie Cielo is the senior at third. Set the outfield in a moment. Coons 2-0 now. And the pitch to Henkelman, and this one fouled off over the first base dugout. And again, the outfield, Haley Kalina, the freshman left fielder. Emily Kalina, her sister, the senior center fielder. And Aubrey Musil is the senior right fielder for Coach Jackie Bicey's crew. 2-1 now. And Coons, the pitch. Henkelman looks at ball 3, 3-1 to Laney, with McKenna Bauer on deck, the third baseman, and junior first baseman Allie Geist in the hole. Good crouch from Henkelman. The 3-1 pitch. She looks at ball 4, take your base. The Cardinals' first base runner of the day is aboard.
Fifth.
In the bottom half of the second, and McKenna Bauer hitting 333 now for the Cardinals. From the right side as well. Nothing game, bottom of 2 here on WOGO Sports. Great to have you with us here on FM 103.1, WOGO.com, and the live video stream on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel and on Facebook. Cameron Coons, the pitch. And there's a ball low, called strike. So 0-1 to Bauer, the Cardinal third baseman. Able to glove the toss from Shepard in the top of the first and get the runner out on the steal attempt. And there's a strike one, so 1-1 to Bauer. Make it 0-2. 0-2 to Bauer. Wishful thinking that it was 1-1, but in the hole, 0-2 now. Bauer setting herself, defending the plate, and swings and misses. And there's the third strikeout already for Coons. So having a pretty good day is Cameron Coons, the senior right-handed pitcher for Coach Jackie Bicey's crew. And now it brings up Allie Geist, batting 100 on the season. Allie looking to up that average here, with Willa Reisinger, the junior, on deck. There's a called strike, 0-1 to Geist. So Coons, powerful pitcher, three strikeouts already here, first time through against these Chi-Hi Cardinals. Runner at first base and two outs. And this one high in the air. It's going to be catchable. And dropped. It drops in there in foul territory. So the Cardinals stay alive. Say two outs, one out. Yeah, just one out. McKenna Bauer with the strikeout. And so the lead runner is aboard in Laney Henkelman. She walked. And then McKenna Bauer staying alive. But the count goes to 0-2. That was, I'm sure Ava Anderson, the senior catcher, would love to have that back. Just a high pop-up. Swing, and there's the strikeout, number 4 already. Allie Geist down on strikes, and it brings up Willa Reisinger, the Cardinal right fielder, who's hitting 143 on the season.
Willa Reisinger.
With Delaney Barrow on deck for the Cardinals in this conference game. Chai. There's a ball missing, 1-0 to a looking Willa Reisinger. Reisinger's got a lot of innings as a pitcher this year, playing in right field right now. That's been one of her more common spots if she's not on the mound. The 1-0 pitch. And that one bowled in there in the dirt. Again, over at first base with two outs, Laney Henkelman for the Cardinals. Coached by Chelsea Sikora and Jared Faraday. And Coach Rich Rosenau amongst the fine assistants. The 2-0 pitch. There's a called strike. 2-1 to Reisinger looking at that one. And then Kennedy Swan at the bottom of the order. The Cards hoping for a chance for her to get an at-bat as well. And that one misses. 3-1. 3-1 now to Reisinger with two out. Runner at first base. Nothing game. Bottom of two here on WOGO. Live video stream on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel. Ball four, take your base. So two walks in the inning. So a number of times the fielders have not been involved today. You think about four strikeouts and two walks for Cameron Coons, and it brings up the left fielder, Delaney Barrow, the sophomore, hitting 167 on the season. Taking a good cut there. So, again, a little bit more imbalance, I'd say, in these averages than I remember maybe with some other years for Chahai. And that's swinging a pitch. It would have been ball one to Delaney. I'm sure she'd like to have that one back. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name to know, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, whether it's for you or your business. Getting ready for the pitch. There's a ball upstairs, 1-1. Yeah, whether it's for you or your business, Chippewa Valley Financial Services is always there to help. Chippewa Valley Financial Services. 1-1 is the count to Delaney Barrow. The Cardinal left fielders had a couple of putouts on the day already. Here it is. That one's called strike two. That was about as low as I think the strike zone would go, but Coons got away with it. 1-2 now to Barrow with runners first and second. One of them, the lead runner, Henkelman, in scoring position. Called strike three, the fifth strikeout of the day for Coons, and through two from Casper, we're scoreless. Chahai and Rice Lake on WOGO, Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
To the top of the third we go. Chahai and Rice Lake in a scoreless battle here on WOGO. Great to have you with us on FM 103.1, WOGO.com, and the live video stream on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel and on Facebook. Thanks to my friend Sam Aberle, who's providing all the pictures and the video streaming, and to our friend Gavin Bowie back at our WOGO studio. So, all right. And 0-1 already here to the leadoff hitter for Rice Lake, Harper Schomer, the shortstop. And this one fouled off, 0-2. So McElwam has two strikeouts. Cameron Coons, though, with five strikeouts and two walks on the Rice Lake side. But good job by the Cardinal defense here. And the lone hit that's been surrendered has been on Rice Lake side with the double that was had by Ava Anderson. The pitch from McElwam, off speed, and a foul tip throw over to first for the strikeout to complete that. Schomer going down, third strikeout victim for McElwam, and it brings up Avery Weinstock, the junior second baseman in the ninth spot with Emily Kalina, the leadoff hitter, in the hole. Weinstock's first at bat here, hitting from the right side. I think Rice Lake just their leadoff hitter, Kalina, hit from the left. Everybody else are righty. For Coach Jackie Bicey, and a shot towards Twyman, and she knocks it down, throws it over to first for the out, so score at 4-3. And two are down now, and Emily Kalina coming up. Game cruising along here pretty speedily with two out, and Kalina with two out here in the top half of the third inning. Emily, the fly out to left fielder Delaney Barrow, her first time, hitting again from the left side. And the pitch off speed, grounded toward first, and first ball hitting, and that'll do it. Allie Geist takes it unassisted. Middle of three, Chi High and Rice Lake still scoreless from Casper on WOGO Sports. Back after this on WOGO.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
Got something going. Kennedy Swan, Roz Twyman, and Georgia Romanowski, the 9-1 and 2 hitters for your Chi-High Cardinals. Scoreless game, bottom of three. Chi-High 5-1 atop the conference, 5-4 overall against Rice Lake, 7-7 overall, and 2-4 in the Big Rivers Conference. But hey, I mean, with all due respect, they're down Maddie Rowe, their senior shortstop, who's Winona State bound. And there's the swing and the miss by Swan. Pretty good cut. Kennedy, the senior center fielder today, batting just 100 on the season. Would love to get a base hit here. Great way to start the inning. Nothing game. Ball low, and that one getting away from Coons, and the count going to 2-1. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. The 2-1 pitch to Swan, the number 9 hitter. Here it is. Ooh, rise ball. And it missed. 3-1 to Kennedy. It'll be great to get her and her speed on base with the fine hitting Roz Twyman, hitting 500 on the season. And she wants another crack at Coons after having struck out earlier. Swing and a miss. And now the count goes full at 3-2. This drama starting to rise here on this sunny, windy Tuesday, April the 29th, 119th day of the year. Here's the 3-2 pitch. And it's take your base. It was close. But Kennedy, with a good eye, draws the walk, the third of the day on Coons. She's been impressive with the five strikeouts, but the three walks, not something Coach Bicey would want to see. And now it brings up Roz Twyman hitting 500 on the season for the Cardinals. And Roz gets some other numbers for her, if we can here. All right, the first one grounded to the shortstop and throw over to first, a long throw. She's going to be safe. So Twyman, infield single is aboard. Runners at first and second and nobody out for Chippewa Falls. And it brings up Georgia Romanowski.
Georgia Romanowski.
Romanowski hitting 344 on the season. And maybe the best, I think indisputably, the best bunter on the team. Nobody out. We'll see if she uses that to get the runners to second and third. She'll square the bunt. She'll lay a beautiful one down. Fielded by the Coons. Throw over to first. It's going to be dropped. And now the runner's going to score for the Cardinals. And sliding in. And they lead it 1-0 as Kennedy Swan slides in. So the Cardinals grab the 1-0 lead as the throw over to first was dropped over there. And It was a difficult. I don't know where you'd score that.
If Lauren Shepherd.
Maybe an error somewhere in terms of the question is it one or is it three? But Romanowski aboard, runner at second. Yeah, okay. E1 is what we're getting is the ruling. And it's called strike one to Lauren Shepherd. Boy, the perfect situation for Shepherd, the 680 hitter, as Swan able to score from second base on that miscue. And I've already penciled Twyman as going to third. We'll see if that happens. All right. And this one fouled off, so the count goes 0-2. So Cameron Coons Able to get Shepherd on a first ball hitting pop out to short earlier to end the first inning. Cards getting a 1-0 lead here. And now Coons in front 0-2 to the best hitter on the Cards, Lauren Shepherd, with that 680 batting average. Coons ready now, 0-2. How do you handle Shepherd here? A called strike three to a looking Lauren Shepherd. Oh, the biggest strikeout of the day for sure for Coons. She gets her sixth of the game to go with those three walks. But, Shepherd looked at it and would like to have that one back. Now Hankelman here in the bottom of the third with the Cards runners at first and second and only one out. Hankelman looks at a rise ball, missing 1-0. Lainey Hankelman walked her first time, one of three walks that Cameron Coons has given up. Boy, what a battle going on here today. Chi-High and Rice Lake, 1-0 Cardinals, bottom of three. And another rise ball and a foul tip, and it's apparently 1-1. All right. McKenny Bauer is on deck, the Cardinal third baseman. Allie Geist in the hole if you get that far. Runners at first and second, 1-1 count. And one out. The pitch. That's going to be a ball low, getting away from the catcher, and it allows the runners to go to second and third. Anderson couldn't handle that one in the dirt. And so now the count goes to 2-1, but it takes away the force, and runners are at second and third, and only one out for Hankelman with that 2-1 count. So a single would score two, almost certainly. That ball in the dirt. And there's the ball missing, 3-1. So 3-1 the count now to Hankelman, the sophomore designated player in the cleanup position, batting in place of the pitcher Violet McElwam. Big rally opportunities for the Cards with third base coach Chelsea Sikora ready to send the runners. And there's a shot to center field. It's going to get in there for a base. It's going to be extra bases. Two runners are going to score. Digging into second, Hankelman sliding. She's got a double and the Cards lead 3-0. Lainey Hankelman delivers that pitch to right center between the outfielders of Emily Kalina and Aubrey Musil, and two runs scoring easily, making it a 3-0 Cardinal lead. So the second time through, the Cardinals faring a bit better against the power pitching Hankelman, and the double and the two RBIs for Hankelman bringing up Bauer. Bauer from the right side. And this will rise ball hit into foul territory, and it's going to get out of play. Well, one of the bigger hits of Henkelman's season right there, a 231 hitter. And again, this girl's got a lot of potential. I mean, they believe in her, right, as a sophomore and the designated player frequently. And huge extra base hit there. Firing a solid strike that time is Cameron Coons. The six strikeouts and the three walks. This inning led off with a walk to the number nine hitter, something I'm sure Coons wishes she could have back now. Cardinals on top. 3-0. And there's the ball low in the dirt. 1-2. As I scan this, that is actually the first couple of hits for the Cards. I guess Twyman with the hit between short and third. And now this double for Hankelman. 1-2 now to Bauer in the five spot for the Cards. She looks at a ball low. 2-2 to McKenna. So runner at second base again, looking to try to strengthen the insurance with the Hankelman there at second. And now Bauer stepping in at the right side again. Stance is in front of the plate. That's the big trend these days. And there's the pitch. Open stance, and she looks at ball three. 3-2 to Bauer. With Allie Geist on tech, the junior first baseman. Chippewa leading at three runs, all coming in the bottom half of the third inning against Cameron Coons for Rice Lake. The 3-2 pitch, and this one up the middle, base hit. Runner going to go around third base and hold for the Cardinals, and they'll keep him at the corners. But three hits in the inning after having been no hit the first couple of innings. And Hankelman at third, Bauer at first with the first single. And it brings up Allie Geist, who struck out her first time against Cameron Coons. And as they huddle, Rice Lake getting a huddle with Jackie Bicey. Let me tell you, your shopping adventure awaits, folks, at Bargain City Superstore. New items added every single day with amazing deals on furniture, appliances, home goods, clothing, and so, so much more. Name brands at fraction of retail price. Bargain City Superstore next to Micon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls. but now also in Rice Lake and Eau Claire. So no excuses. You can't say, well, I have to go to Chippewa. No, you can go to Rice Lake and go to Eau Claire. Bargain City Superstore. All right, the Cardinals, three runs already and runners at the corners and only one out against Cameron Coons. And the huddle is over. And Allie Geist, great opportunity for Allie here to come through in the clutch and further expand the Chi-High lead. And there's a fastball called strike. 0-1 to Geist with Willa Reisinger on deck for the Cards. Geist, 100 batting average and a 129 on base. OBP, I should say. All right. And this one fouled off 0-2. Yeah, on base percentage at 129 for Allie this season. Her slugging at 100. Three hits and all singles for Geist. So runners at the corners and 0-2 count to Geist, the Cardinals first baseman, hitting in the sixth spot. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. So Geist goes down on strikes for the second time today. It is strikeout right number, I said, that is number seven. Both outs this inning have come via strikeout, and it brings up Willa Reisinger, the 143 hitting junior right fielder for the Cards, who have three already and runners at the corners, two out. Reisinger looks at a strike. See, it was a very low strike, but a strike nonetheless to a looking Willa Reisinger. Bottom of three, the Cards working their way through the order. This is the eighth player to bat this inning. There's a called strike two. So Reisinger's looked at the first two strikes from Cameron Coons, who has struck out seven Cardinals on the day, some of them more than once, but still able to manufacture two runs in the inning out of the Cards. Let's see what Reisinger can do. 0-2, the pitch. She looks at the rise ball, missing 1-2. Delaney Barrow on deck if Reisinger should reach. Got to have a defensive mindset up there at 1-2, though. Willa, just a junior, playing right today. Runners at the corners, here we go. Actually, second and third, and there's the strike three. So, eighth strikeout victim of the day. The Cardinals do score three, though. And after three from Casper, it's Chi-High leading Rice Lake 3-0 on WOGO Sports.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Ross Twyman, a hard shot out deep toward right center field. And that one is gone! Ross Twyman, a home run to tie the game for Chippewa Falls! How about Ross, the senior, stepping up?
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by May 31st, receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25. Insured by NCUA.
Chi-High grabs a 3-0 lead. Heading out in the fourth. Some of the players in the infield dancing to Cotton Eye Joe. It was swing and a miss, strike one. It was something I was like, yeah, that's something I've never seen the guys do necessarily. But, you know, it was entertaining and enjoyable. And they love the game and they love being together and playing the sport. And there's a swing and a miss, strike two to Cameron Coons. So the senior pitcher Coons, the 2, 3, and 4 hitters here. And Ava Anderson, the senior catcher, on deck. But Coons getting the first crack here at Violet McElwain. But down 0-2 in the hole and steps out of the box. We saw some of that last week. Chad Frederick to me calling the superior doubleheader for the boys. Swing and a miss, strike three. A lot of stepping out of the box there. So McElwain getting her third strike out of the day here to start the fourth inning. She hasn't walked anybody. No, she walked one. She walked one. That's right, back in the first, which was immediately followed by the base runner being thrown out stealing, trying to steal third. So Ava Anderson now with one out, and Rice Lake in a 3-0 hole. McElwain slowing it down on that one, missing 1-0. Again, that WOGO sports calendar, the Lady Max at Bloomer, 3:40 the start time on Thursday for that one here on WOGO Sports. And, of course, the live video stream always accompanying it. We'll go YouTube channel, we'll go Sports YouTube channel. That one fouled off by the swinging Anderson. Obviously, if it was fouled off, she was swinging. And then Friday, McDonald Lady Max softball at home against Fall Creek. That's a 4:40. So back to the 4:40 start time. 1-1 pitch. Throws strike two, McEwan. Four strikeouts and one walk for Violet today. McEwan, the sophomore. Reisinger's seen a lot of innings as a junior pitcher. The 1-2 pitch. Called strike three. So Ava Anderson, their number three hitter, goes down looking. Fifth strikeout victim of the day for McEwan as the infield celebrates. And now Addie Cielo. Boy, you'd think second time through against McEwan, maybe Rice Lake would fare better. But numbers two and three here in the order striking out to start the top half of the fourth inning. And it brings up Addie Cielo, the senior, swinging a miss. Strike one. So Violet's starting to pick things up in velocity and rhythm here. Hey, Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Let me tell you about them here in a moment. But here's Violet's 0-1 pitch. Ooh, off speed, got her to go 0-2. Yeah, residential, commercial, and industrial, Quality Propane brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490 or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. This pitch fouled off. Stays 0-2 to Addie Cielo. At Wogo Sports schedule, again, Saturday, a doubleheader, more Lady Max softball. And it's a doubleheader at Prescott and Hudson, the Prescott Invitational. It gets going at 11:55 in the morning. Off-speed pitch gets her to go. McEwan strikes out the side, and the Cardinals lead it in the middle of four, 3-0 from Casper on WOGO Sports.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, even new scratch and dent appliances with warranty. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort. MetropolisResort.com.
Bottom half of the fourth for the Cardinals. They hit eight last inning, and now they come with the 8-9-1 hitters. Delaney Barrow, Cardinals, who struck out her first time. Power pitchers now with striking out the side that inning. Strikeouts 4, 5, and 6 for McEwan against the 2, 3, and 4 hitters for Rice Lake. But eight strikeouts for Coons today. Yeah. Okay, we've got number 5 here for the Cardinals. And let me set that for you. And so, yeah, that's Gracie Amundson, the sophomore, is leading off the inning. And Dave Hansen is helping me with hand signals today. So amazing hand signals. And Amundson, Gracie. We've seen Gracie in some of the other games earlier this year as well. As she's at 1-1 now is the count. We'll check her average for you. There's a ball high, missing 2-1. Gracie Amundson with the Cards up 3-0 in this non-conference game. Getting her at bat in this instance and hitting 133 on the season is Gracie Amundson. And she has a called strike there. So the count 2-2 to Amundson hitting in place of Barrow. See if she goes into left field for her. Good chance she will. She's played a lot of outfield already this season, with Barrow having struck out earlier. Swing and a miss, strike three. So Amundson leads off the bottom half of the fourth as the ninth strikeout victim of the day for the power pitching Cameron Coons, and it brings up the number nine hitter, senior Kennedy Swan. Swan hitting 100 on the season, but did walk her last time. Her on-base percentage, 250, so she's fared better with the on-base percentage. And ball misses 1-0. And so, yeah, Kennedy can draw a walk. She did earlier. So sometimes you see maybe a low batting average and the on-base percentage not that much different. But Kennedy can draw a walk, and she fouls that one off, 1-1. The Cardinal number nine hitter started off the big rally inning in the bottom of the third with a walk, followed by a single by Roz Twyman. An error on the pitcher, Romanowski, reaching, and run scoring there. And then the Cards got two more on the double by Henkelman. 1-1 pitch to Swan in the dirt. Low, it's very low, and 2-1. 2-1 to Swan with Twyman on deck and Romanowski in the hole. One out, ninth strikeout of the day for Coons. Wow, been impressive. The pitch from the Rice Lake hurler, and that one's low. 3-1 now to Swan. She worked a walk her first time. Chelsea Sikora pointing to the eyes, like, use your eyes. Good eyes here. I'm reading Dave's nonverbals and Chelsea's. It's just it's a good day in that regard. 3-1 pitch, and that was a ball four, and Swan takes her base. And I think very strategically, you know, Kennedy might be hitting 100, but she's worked two walks today. And two of those walks, I think that's four. Two of the four walks on the day, if I check it out, none in the first inning. There was, two in the second. And we had two in the second inning, and so make it five walks. And you had 1-1, yeah. No, that'd be four. All right, yeah, 2 + 1 + 1. All right, not advanced math, Mark. There's a ball low, 1-0 to the leadoff hitter, Roz Twyman. Twyman knows how to handle that bat. She is a fine, she's a terrific softball player. And plays a great second base for the Cards. The pitch, rise ball, called strike to Twyman in the count, 1-1. Turn your dreams into reality with Stelter Incorporated, the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Incorporated always is proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. The 1-1 pitch. Rise ball called strike two to Twyman. So Roz, the senior second baseman, she's going to be tough to replace, but not only the field and at bat and her base running. 1-2 now to Roz, trying to build on a 3-0 lead with a runner at first and one out. The pitch. Rise ball misses, 2-2. Coach Sikora doing a great job coaching third base, talking to the hitters. Loves the game. And folks have been around long enough to have called play-by-play when she was here at the high school over 20 years ago. There's a ball low. Chelsea was a great volleyball player. She played basketball, gave it everything she had there. And, of course, a terrific softball player. Count is full now, 3-2. Speaking of Winona State, there, where she played her college softball as well. 3-2. This one, a little looper on the infield, and it's going to go foul. So fresh life for Twyman. The count full at 3-2 with Georgia Romanowski on deck. One out, one on for the Cards. Already this inning, Coons has got her ninth strikeout of the game. Twice has retired that number eight spot in the order. Earlier, Barrow. More recently, Gracie Amundson. The 3-2 pitch slugged to the outfield, but coming over to make the catch is the center fielder, Emily Kalina, and she overthrows the first baseman. Otherwise, she almost could have doubled off the runner for the Cards. Swan now advances to second just barely in time as the throw from the overthrow getting there, but able to advance on the error on the throw from the center fielder, Kalina, is Swan. Again, Swan was racing back, but the flyout to center for Roz Twyman, and Roz is 1-for-3 on the day now, and Georgia Romanowski hitting 344 now with two out and a runner in scoring position at second base for the Cardinals. Romanowski, and she tries to bunt and foul back over the fence. And I believe we did told you about Stelter Incorporated, another great advertiser. We're going to tell you about Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank, we appreciate them. Count now 0-1. That one missing, 1-1. 1-1 to Georgia Romanowski, hitting from the left side in that two position. So back-to-back lefties atop the Cardinal order. Romanowski, she looks at a called strike there. So the count 1-2 to Georgia. The Cardinal shortstop may hit left, but obviously throws right. The 1-2 pitch. And this one slugged down the left field line, and it's going to be caught by the left fielder, Haley Kalina, the freshman. The Cards threatened, but don't score. Through four from Casper, Chai still leads Rice Lake 3-0 on WOGO Sports.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
To the top of the fifth we go. The Cardinals, nine outs from a victory, nine outs from going 6-1 in conference, nine outs from going 6-4 overall. They will be at Rice Lake on Thursday. We'll be covering McDonald's softball Thursday at Bloomer. Not going all the way to Rice Lake, but to Bloomer. And then Friday, McDonald's softball at home against Fall Creek, and Saturday, that doubleheader as McElwain gets going here to start this inning. And 1-0, again, it's going to be the 5, 6, and 7 hitters for Rice Lake. Right-handed hitting Dakota Thompson, the designated player who struck out back in the second now as she starts the top of the fifth. Thompson looks at the 0-1 pitch and in the air, foul territory, giving chase, and it's going to hit the fence. So 1-1 is the count to Thompson. McElwain with 6 strikeouts and 1 walk on the day. That lone walk coming way back in the first inning after the double by Ava Anderson. She walked Addie Celo, but then Anderson was thrown out trying to steal third. 1-1. Thompson, top of the fifth for Rice Lake. Here's the pitch from McElwain. Low, 2-1. Yeah, Saturday the doubleheader for the Max gets going with the Prescott Invitation, 11:55 in the morning, as McDonald taking on Prescott and Hudson that day. Tough test there. Swing and a miss. And the count now 2-2 to Thompson. McElwain struck out the last three. All three struck out the side last inning in the fourth. Second time through for Coons, Anderson, and Celo, striking out the 2, 3, and 4 hitters. See what she can do here. 2-2, and this one hit in the air. And right along the right field line, and the catch is made by Reisinger as she comes over for out number one. Well, it breaks the streak of three straight strikeouts,
right fielder,
but that's fine.
Aubrey Musil.
And outs and out, right? As the Brewers talk about their pitchers are out-getters. Started in the Council era, but continues in the Pat Murphy era. And Matt Arnold as the GM for the Brewers. Aubrey Musil now fouls one off for strike one. Musil, the right fielder, flew out to left her first time. And I asked, do we have Gracie Amundson in left? Do we know that?
For the Cardinals in left field, Delaney Barrow re-enters.
Okay, there we go. Very good. Boy, imagine if you could ask any question in life and get a big speaker just answering your question. That would be great. And it would be the voice of Dave Hansen, probably. No balls and two strikes with one out. Aubrey Musil, the right fielder, flew out to left, speaking of Delaney Barrow, earlier. And she fouls it off just barely. Macko almost close to that strikeout there. Remember Eric Little in the movie Chariots of Fire talked about feeling the glory of God and running. You get that sense with Violet McElwain. She just enjoys pitching. And she's just a sophomore to the delight of the Chahai faithful. 0-2 pitch in the strikeout to Musil, as she got her with the off-speed pitch, and that is strikeout number 7 on the day. So a lot of K's today. Macawam with 7, and we know that Cameron Coons has 9 against the Cards of the 12 outs through the 4 innings here as we're in the top of the 5th. And now with 2 out, it's Emily Saffert, the first spin who flew out to right her first time. And this one will be a solid ground ball. Twyman able to glove it, throw over to first in time for the out. And the Cardinals retire the side. 1-2-3, middle of 5, leading Rice Lake. 3-0 on WOGO Sports.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
All right, Chahai continues to look for insurance, leading Rice Lake 3-0 as we head to bottom of 5. And for the Cards, it's the 3, 4, and 5 hitter, starting with Lauren Shepard. Shepard fouls one off, and she's hungry here. She's 0-2 on the day, not a lot of days that she's been started 0-2. She's popped out to short and struck out in her 2 trips. Coons has 9 strikeouts on the day, and she's ahead of Shepard 0-1. Righty versus righty. Coons a right-hander. Shepard hitting from the right side. There's the 0-1 pitch. Off speed, and it's called strike 2. So Lauren's been tested here by Coons as much as any pitcher this year, hitting .680 for the Cards. I mean, wow. That's a big average for Lauren Shepard, the junior catcher. The 0-2 pitch from Coons. Ball way upstairs. Not taking any chances. You're not going to hit my 0-2 pitch. A .771 on base percentage and an OPS of 2.171. Again, just some gaudy numbers. Use a different adjective, Halva. Okay, fair. That just comes to mind. That one, misses 2-2. Low. So Shepard now to lead things off with Henkelman on deck. She had the big 2 RBI double that gave the Cards a 3-0 lead. It had been 1-0. 2-2, a pitcher-batter showdown here. Coons readies the pitch to Shepard. Here it is. Fouls it off. So Shepard stays alive and allows me to tell you, as that small chip in your windshield turned into a big, huge crack, call White City Glass today, serving all of western Wisconsin. White City Glass. 2 balls and 2 strikes to Shepard, the catcher in the 3 spot. 3-4-5 hitters for the Cards this inning. Here it is. This one down the right field line, foul territory, and it's going to go beyond the fence. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services. Whether it's for you or your business, Chippewa Valley Financial Services is always here to help. 2 balls and 2 strikes to Lauren Shepard. Bottom of the 5th, Cardinals leading at 3-0. Cameron Coons, the pitch. This one fouled right in front of home plate. She's going to have to run, and they're going to say it hit off her foot. Okay, so staying alive at 2-2. I said earlier with the White City Glass ad, with the cookie reference, I think about my mom and chocolate chip cookies. And I guess you always think of the song Staying Alive. I don't know what other songs to think of, but that's what the batter is doing. Softball or baseball, you're staying alive. Disco lives, I guess. 2-2 pitch. This one grounded to the third baseman. Knocked down there. Seedlow across the diamond in time for the out. And score it 5-3. So Shepard retired for the 3rd time today to lead off the bottom of the 5th for the Cards, and brings up Lainey Henkelman. Henkelman, the designated player, had the big double. So she's walked and doubled, officially 1-for-1. Her on-base percentage is 1,000 for the day. And McKenna Bauer on deck. Henkelman came in hitting 231. And she looks at a call, strike one. Lanky at 231 on average and a 300 on base percentage, but she's upped both of them here today for sure, clearly. Good crouch. Just a sophomore. Nobody on. 0-1 pitch. Looks at the ball 1-1. Again, an impressive 9 strikeouts for Cameron Coons, the hard-throwing righty for Rice Lake. And again, one can only speculate how much difference would Rice Lake be if they had Matty Rowe, their senior shortstop, who's going to go play at Winona State. Swinging strike two. Again, not only today, but for the season. And the best Rice Lake can hope is we're going to do the best we can. The Sankumans looking at a 1-2 count and hoping to get Rowe back from the broken thumb for the playoffs. 1-2 to Henkelman. Off-speed pitch, and she got her. Strike three as the catcher holds on Anderson. There's strikeout number 10. Coons has been impressive, no question about that. Got to her just in the third inning, runs-wise. And good thing the Cards did. Two are down now, and it brings up McKenna Bauer. Bauer, the Cardinals' senior third baseman, hitting .333, is a 1-for-2 today at a single and a strikeout. Bauer from the right side looks at a ball missing 1-0. And Coach Sikora yelling, great job, great job. Good eye by McKenna. Again, there's been 4 walks with those 10 strikeouts for Coons. Bottom of the 5, 2 out now for the Cards. A shot up the middle, base hit to left center field, and DeBauer is aboard with a single. So she's got to hit the last 2 times up. McKenna looking to boost that .333 average and doing so today. And contributing greatly, and now it brings up Allie Geist, who has 2 strikeouts in her 2 appearances. And we'll see if they're going to change it here. And it's going to be number 21 for the Cardinals. And check my handy-dandy lineup here to tell you that that is Montana Atchison, a senior. So get Montana's average. Montana Atchison on the season for the Cardinals is hitting .400 with a .400 on-base percentage. So Atchison, a senior in that 6th spot now. She looks at a called strike. So we had the 1 pitch hitter earlier for the Cardinals. Gracie Amundson hitting in place of Delaney Barrow. And now Atchison in place of Geist here in the bottom of 5. And there's a ball 1-1 to Atchison with 2 out and a runner at first. Bauer after that 2 out single a moment ago off of Cameron Coons, who has been impressive with the 10 strikeouts and the 4 walks today. The 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss, at a rise ball, it goes to 1-2. So 1-2 to Atchison. She's a power hitter. She gets a hold of it. Look out. And she's come through in the clutch with some pinch hits already on the season. 1-2, 2 out. Cardinals lead it 3-0. Coons, the pitch. This one popped up, foul territory, out of play. WOGO Sports, great to have you with us. For you Mark Levin fans, hang in. He's coming up after softball, after a postgame. Sam Aberle doing a great job providing all the video on our live stream on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel today. Ball high. Gavin Bovey back at our WOGO studios. Count goes to 2-2. That was a high one. Good job by the catcher, Anderson, to snag that and keep Bauer from advancing to second and going into scoring position here with 2 out. And the count now at 2-2. Atchison in place of Geist in the 6th spot. The pitch from Coons, fouled off again. Well, Atchison really good at making contact and staying alive in there. The count at 2-2. Should she reach, Willa Reisinger, the Cardinal right fielder, is on deck. The 2-2 pitch from Coons. Ball 3 misses, 3-2. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Coons kind of gaining her composure here. Runner at first, 2 out. The Cardinals lead it 3-0. The 3-2 pitch from Coons. Here it is. Swing and a miss at strike 3. So she gets Atchison her 11th strikeout of the day. Through 5 from Casper. Chai still leads Rice Lake 3-0 on WOGO Sports.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades,
But sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort.
Metropolis Resort.
All right, the Cards 6 out away from victory as Roz Twyman encouraging her pitcher, Violet McElwam. Shy High softball here on WOGO Sports. A big softball week. McDonald's softball Thursday, 3:40, then 4:40 on Friday, and the doubleheader Saturday starting at 11:55 as ball is fouled down the first baseline and goes to 0-1. So here for Rice Lake, 6 outs, Emily Safford, Harper Schomer, and Avery Weinstock. As the count 0-1 against the 7, 8, and 9 hitters. Let's see. My mistake. I think I... And this is a ground ball, the second, and the throw over to first is in time, and that is there to get Schomer. So Schomer grounds out 4-3. And I did not record Safford's out.
Second baseman, Avery Weinstock.
We'll try to find that out. But Safford made the last out in the fifth inning. What did she do?
4-3.
So they both did that. All right, so 4-3 is the way to go. And that's what McElwam's pitching ground outs to second base. So down to the final five outs now. Avery Weinstock. Little looper on the infield. Twyman's going to come over and make the catch. Well, if it can't be a grounder to second, it can be a pop out to second. Cards down to four outs now. And the 8-9, and now the one-hitter, Emily Kalina, becomes the first Rice Lake Warrior to face Violet McElwam three times in this game. McElwam pitching the shutout so far, and now Kalina, who has flown out to left and ground out to first against McElwam, the only lefty in the lineup. Kalina, the pitch, swing and a miss, strike one. So McElwam throwing heat here with two out in the sixth. Ahead 0-1 to Kalina, the top of the order, which would potentially set up, obviously, those 2, 3, and 4 hitters in out numbers in inning number 7, but they all went down on strikes last time. Off-speed pitch misses, 1-1. So getting some encouragement now, McElwam from her coaches, Chelsea Sikora, saying good location. 1-1 pitch now to the left-handed hitting leadoff batter, Emily Kalina. McElwam, here it is. She got her to swing, strike two. And a bit of a rise ball there, it seems. And one ball and two strikes to Kalina, who has flown out to left and grounded out to Ellie Geist at first. But Atchison is in there now, Montana Atchison. The pitch, off-speed pitch, and she got her, strike three looking. So Kalina goes down for the third time today. First time strikeout. The Cards three outs away from a victory. We're back with the bottom of the sixth. See if they can get some insurance in a minute on WOGO Sports.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass, they'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car, it's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Cameron Kuhn's out there for the bottom half of the sixth. The Cardinals trying to build on a 3-0 lead. Willa Reisinger will lead things off. The 143 hitting right fielder. Well, now we got number one in here for the Cardinals now, and we'll set that for you. The number one is Taylor Schmidt, the junior. And she is now in the hole at 0-2. Schmidt is hitting 600 on the season with an on-base percentage of 600. Her at-bats have been five. So five at-bats for Schmidt. And so swing and a miss, strike three. So Taylor Schmidt hitting in place of Reisinger. Goes down swinging. Strikeout number 12 in the day. Kuhn's impressive. Dave, the electric Penn Hansen, and I up here in the press box. And like, wow, what can you say? 12 strikeouts. There has been four walks. And now with one down, it brings up number four for the Cards back to Delaney Barrow, who stayed in left field. And she goes in the hole 0-1. So Kuhn's is throwing strikes. Good thing for the Cardinals' standpoint. They got to her in the third for three runs. Started with the walk, then a Twyman single. And an error, and there's a fly ball deep to left field. A long run, and it's going to get out of here in a home run. The blast out of here for the Cardinals. Delaney Barrow, and they lead it 4-0.
Solo home run for the Cardinals.
And the big celebration for Barrow. And, boy, that kind of came out of nowhere. And now they're going to go check on the player because the left fielder, Haley Kalina, kept going and ran over the fence, and again, it's not a solid fence. You can go over it, and there, Jackie Geisy is checking on her. Beisy, right? Beisy. All right, Jackie Beisy. Yeah, and so checking with her left fielder to make sure she's okay, Kalina. She, you know, you don't pay attention and just kind of flip over the fence. It's a fence that's got give to it. And now one of the other assistants will go. And we'll take a short break and come back in a moment on WOGO Sports.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by May 31st, receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25. Insured by NCUA.
All right, so Kalina is going to come out of the game now. And Rice Lake is going to go with a substitute. And we'll see. As the Cardinals lead it 4-0 on the Delaney Barrow home run. And Delaney did not bat last time, but she poked that one out of here. And Delaney Barrow, just checking the stats here for the Cardinals, just curiously if that is her
new left fielder for Rice Lake.
First home run of the season for Delaney. And wanting to check that.
Center fielder, Kendi Swan.
All right, and I think we've got, she's got, the left fielder has like a sweatshirt on, so we can't see a number.
I'm getting it right.
But making sure we get the proper medical attention for Haley Kalina, the freshman outfielder who crashed over the fence. But again, the stats for Chai High and Delaney Barrow, who hit that home run. That is her first homer of the season. So great job out of her. And a bit of a delay here to continue on, make sure that Kalina's getting the proper medical attention. And they're getting her, I believe, some ice over to the Rice Lake side of things as Kennedy Swan looking to step in. One out, one in for the Cards, leading it 4-0, bottom half of the sixth inning. And we can't necessarily give you a sweatshirt the player has, so we don't see a number. And I don't believe we have a name, right? Yeah, we don't have a name for the Rice Lake left fielder. So, but nonetheless, Kalina crashing through the fence, out of the game, getting 10-2. And Kennedy Swan looks at the ball high. She's come out of here with two walks already. Two walks on the day for Kennedy Swan. And she has scored and reached second. Cardinals up 4-0 now. Swan with a good crouch, and there's a ball low. 2-0 to Kennedy. Again, she's been able to garner two of the four walks all day from the talented Cameron Coons, who struck out 12. Bottom half of the sixth inning with one out. That means there's been 16 outs. She's gotten 12 of them herself. That's the importance of pitching. Count goes to 3-0 to Swan. And Kennedy, again, a .100 batter, but her on-base percentage much higher for the Cardinals. And there she looks at strike one. So Kennedy Swan for Chippewa. .250 batting area. That ball, low ball. She grounds it to short. Gloved over there. Difficult time. Throw over to, not even going to get the throw off. Harper Schomer with an error on that one. Couldn't handle it. So Kennedy Swan on all three times today. Following the Delaney Barrow homer, and the Cards continue to try to get some insurance with Roz Twyman coming up. Twyman hitting .500 on the season today. She's 1-for-3, a single, a strikeout, and a flyout to center. The pitch, and this one, pop-up foul territory, out of play. 0-1 to Twyman again, one out, one on, one in for the Cardinals. Bottom half of six. For Rice Lake in the seventh, it's the 2, 3, and 4 hitters. The pitcher, Coons, Ava Anderson, and Addie Celo, the senior third baseman. But they all struck out there last time. There's a ball high to Twyman, 2-1 from Coons. So one ball and one strike to Roz Twyman here in the bottom half of the sixth. One out. And there's a called strike two to Twyman. So 1-2 to Roz. Delaney Barrow delivering the big homer over the left field fence earlier. Just blasted the pitch off of Coons. Just took it out of here. Her first home run of the season. The pitch. This one popped up. And it's going to go foul behind home plate. 1-2 to Twyman still. Check out the Metropolis Resort Smile Cam to catch all the in-game reactions every WOGO Sports Broadcast. It's constant smiles and fun at Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire with Action City, Chaos Water Park, and on-site dining and coffee. Book your adventure today at metropolisresort.com. The 1-2 pitch to Twyman. Here it is from Coons. Ball low, 2-2. Over at first, Kennedy Swan. Third time on base today in as many trips to the plate, so that's great. And again, you got that number 9 hitter, you think very strategically. Somebody who can get on base. And Kennedy Swan can do that. And there's a shot up the middle, and there's the second end of the day for Twyman as Swan hustles her way to second base to make sure to take away any force-out opportunities. So Twyman's 2-for-4 on the day. So two runners aboard for the Cardinals as Georgia Romanowski brings her .344 batting average up. And Georgia hitting from the left side. Just double check on that. I believe I read that correctly. Romanowski, yeah, .344 and on base of .400. And she swings and misses strike one. Kind of the slap bunt there. So Romanowski from the left side, back-to-back lefties atop the Cardinal order. With 0-1, the count to her. Runners at first and second. One out, one in already for the Cards. And this one is foul territory, third base side, and the catch is made by the third baseman, Addie Celo, for out number two. So Romanowski popping out to third.
Catcher Lauren
Shepherd. Foul territory, and it brings up Lauren Shepherd, and Shepherd eager to get her first hit of the day. She has popped out, struck out, and grounded out today. The fine, fine hitter and player for the Cards, Shepherd, coming in with that .680 batting average. The pitch from Coons. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Coons has, again, had a good way with Shepherd today. Others may try to take notes because they have not been able to do to Shepherd what Coons has been able to do today. Line drive is what Chelsea Socorro is calling for from her coach's box. Runners at first and second. Two out. Cards lead at 4-0. And there's a ball. Misses 1-1 to Shepherd. Bottom half of the sixth. Cardinals lead it 4-0. Good to have you with us here on WOGO as we're approaching 6 o'clock. Shepherd, the Cardinal junior catcher. 1-1 pitch. Ball low, 2-1. 2-1 to Shepherd with Laney Henkelman on deck. The sophomore designated player delivered big in the very productive third inning with that 2-RBI double, extending the Cardinals' lead to 3-0. The 2-1 pitch grounded third base side. Fielded there, throw across the diamond to get the out by CeeLo, and the Cards strand two, but not before they score one on the Delaney Barrow homer. Through six from Casper, it's Chi-High 4, Rice Lake nothing. Top of the seventh coming up on WOGO Sports.
Is your shopping a bit boring?
Paper or plastic?
Then come to Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Bargain City's ever-changing inventory means you never know just what you'll find or how big your savings could be. Name brand apparel, home goods, furniture, even new scratch and dent appliances with warranty. Bargain City Superstore in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire. Your shopping adventure awaits.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort.
MetropolisResort.com.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
To the seventh we go. The 2, 3, and 4 hitters for Rice Lake trailing the Cards 4-0. It's Cameron Coons, the pitcher, trying to defend a cause. Ava Anderson, the senior, and Addie CeeLo, the senior third baseman. So Coons to start it off. Swing, strike one. Again, McElwam has pitched excellently. 8 strikeouts and just 1 walk on the day. That walk coming way back in the first inning to Anderson, who's on deck. Coons has struck out both times. The pitch, off-speed pitch, misses high, 1-1. Cards 3 outs away from winning and going to 6-4 on the season and 6-1 in the BRC. Their lone loss to Eau Claire North. But North is right there in the conference as they're tied with New Richmond at 4-2. Swing and a miss. So the count goes to a 1-2 to Coons, the right-handed hitting senior pitcher. Again, she knows what a strikeout is. She's delivered 12 of them against the Cards today, and she's faced a couple on her own against McElwain. The 1-2 pitch, open stance, and there's a fastball that misses 2-2. Well, McElwain's still throwing heat, mixing up the rise ball, the fastball, the off-speed very well. 2 balls and 2 strikes now for Violet, the sophomore. The pitch, and that one off speed, and she misses in the count 3-2. So 3 balls and 2 strikes. She's gone from well out in front to behind here a bit. The count is full. Don't want to necessarily, you don't want to put the leadoff runner on. Again, it's a 4-0 cushion, pretty good, but open stance now for Coons, the 3-2 pitch. And this one fouled off. So Coons staying alive after striking out. She was strikeout victim number 1 in the first and number 4 in the fourth. And Violet entering the seventh with 8 strikeouts on the day. Here on WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. 3 balls and 2 strikes. McElwain to Coons. This is a little blooper right in front of home and a diving stop in foul territory. And giving it all she could, Montana Atchison. She couldn't get it, but what effort, huh? What effort. And outstanding effort there for the... And Allie Geist re-entering. I thought Atchison had been out there earlier. Maybe I was wrong, but okay. Allie Geist. Montana had hit for her, but Allie, good effort there. And there's a ball high, and that's going to be ball four. So Coons will draw a walk. Only the second of the day. It's been all the way from the first inning until now since McElwain had a walk. Not the way you want to start the top of the seventh, but now Ava Anderson, and she has doubled and struck out in her two trips. Yes, she did double the first time, but McElwain able to get her on strikes last time. And there's the first one, and it's a low, and it's going to be 1-0. So no activity in the Cardinal bullpen, I do believe. I don't believe at the moment. And so 1-0, it's a 4-0 shutout for the Cards. McElwain and Shepherd is the battery, and there's a rip down the left field line, and it's going to be fair ball. It's a fair ball for Rice Lake, and there's another double, and it's going to send a runner to home, and the slide and the tag is safe. So Rice Lake's on the scoreboard. Shepherd's like, what's up? She caught the dart coming in from the outfield. However, the Cardinals see Ava Anderson rip another double off of Violet McElwain, and scoring is Coons, and Rice Lake's on the board in a 4-1 game with nobody out. And the tying run will be on deck with Addie CeeLo, the hitter, as the head coach now for Rice Lake, conferring with their hitter, Addie CeeLo. CeeLo has walked and struck out. And again, got to respect Ava Anderson. Two doubles today, and she gets the first RBI. There goes the shutout, but you want the victory more than anything. And 4-1 now as things get a little bit concerning here in the top half of the seventh. The Cards, of course, would still have their ups if they need them. They do not want them. They're ahead 4-1. They were ahead 4-0. And now Addie CeeLo, and the drama heightens here on WOGO Sports. A live video stream on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel. And if you missed the broadcast, you can go back and check it there. All right. CeeLo, the senior third baseman, against the sophomore McElwain. Here we are. And there's the rise ball for a ball, 1-0. So CeeLo has walked, but then really didn't even get to the base before the Shepherd was able to throw out, Anderson at second, at third base, trying to steal. So 2-0 as McElwain misses again. You know, after the last double by Anderson, it was when she had the earlier walk in the first inning to CeeLo. Now falls behind 2-0. Violet, the pitch. Swinging strike. 2-1. Good pitcher-batter battle there with Dakota Thompson, the designated player on deck. Nobody out. One in, one on for Rice Lake. Runner in scoring position. Anderson at second after her second double of the day. And the first RBI, and there's a rise ball, misses 3-1 now. 3-1 to CeeLo. You got a great defense behind you. You don't want to be afraid to let him hit. You certainly don't want to walk, though first base is open and would create force outs at second and third as well. 3-1 now. McElwain to the cleanup hitter, CeeLo. The pitch, fouled back. Count goes full at 3-2. 4-1 Cardinals. They got their first run way back in the third inning. They got three in the third, and then an additional one from Barrow, which may be more valuable than we realize with the home run in the bottom of the sixth. And this one, pop up, foul, out of play. So staying alive is CeeLo, the battling third baseman. The walk and the strikeout to her credit today. Only her third trip, but that third look does help the hitters. Three balls and two strikes now. The count is full to CeeLo, runner at second. The dart for the strike on the inside, low and inside, and McElwain threw a gem there for the ninth strikeout of the day. And the Cards only two outs away now after the walk to Coons and the double by Anderson. A 4-1 game, but a huge strikeout to CeeLo there. And now it brings up Thompson, and strike one to her. Dakota Thompson, the designated player, has struck out and flown to Reisinger in right. Cards have had some pinch hitters, but they've got their starters in defensively here. Off-speed pitch in the dirt, but good stop by Shepherd as the count goes to 1-1. Again, a 4-1 game, and Dakota Thompson with Aubrey Musso, the senior right fielder, represent the tying run for Rice Lake, trailing it 4-1. Came into the bottom, top of the seventh, trailing 4-0. There's the rise ball, misses. 2-1 now to Dakota Thompson, hitting in the five spot against McElwam. Checks her wrist. The 2-1 pitch from Violet. That's way upstairs, 3-1. 3-1 now with Musil on deck. McElwam walks outside of the circle, kind of gaining her composure. 3-1 the count. McElwam to Thompson, the designated player, the pitch. And this one knocked toward the shortstop. Glove there by Romanowski. Throw across the diamond in time. Throw over to third in the dirt. And is going to be safe at third base. So Romanowski taking care of business initially. So solid at short. I mean, just got to love the feel. And just her throw is... Loved her arm last year at third. Fantastic at shortstop, the sophomore. And then the throw to try to get Anderson. She makes it safely. Geist throw in the dirt, but fielded cleanly by Bauer. So two are out now for the Cards. As they try to secure this victory, the final out, Aubrey Musil. And some conferring here on the Rice Lake side of things to see who they might go with here, as we'll try to, through Game Changer, try to go ahead and get you the, get myself at least have access to their lineup as they work through this.
Pinch hitter for Rice Lake, number 12, Lauren Weimer.
Lauren Weimer for Rice Lake now. And Weimer, first time batting today, number 15. And strike one. So Lauren Weimer. Thanks to Dave Hansen for identifying her. And Cards two strikes away from victory. Leading 4-1. Runner at third. The pitch. There's a rise ball. Misses 1-1 to Weimer. Weimer hitting place of Musil, who had flown out to left and struck out in her two trips. Musil, the right fielder. Weimer now with Saffert, the first baseman, on deck. Cards hope it ends here. 1-1 pitch. Off-speed pitch. Misses high. 2-1. 2-1, two balls and one strike now for the Cardinals. To Lauren Weimer, the pinch hitter with two out. About top of seven. Swinging strike two. Strike two to Weimer, and it's come down to the final strike for the Cardinals. The final strike for Rice Lake from McElwam. Two balls and two strikes to Weimer, the pinch hitter. Runner at third, 4-1 Cardinal lead. Called strike three. This game is over. Chi-High wins it by a final score of 4-1. Back with the postgame in 2 minutes on WOGO Sports.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, professional land surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, professional land surveying.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Shanghai coming out on top, 4-1. Welcome to the post-game show here on WOGO Sports. And, again, Shanghai scoreless early on, but then the Cardinals able to score three. And Chelsea Sakura is already here. Wow, this is the fastest I've had her join me in the post-game here all season. So, all right, Chelsea put the headset on, and congratulations and another great win.
Thank you. Yeah, this was a good night.
It was a good night. Scoreless early on, and then in the third inning, able to manufacture the three runs. And how about Henkelman coming through with the big hit?
Absolutely. So, you know, softball's having quality at-bats and then getting those RBIs with people in scoring position. And Lainey Keenup came up big for us in that today.
She sure did. Also, then as the game pressed on, how about Delaney Barrow, first home run of the year?
Absolutely, first varsity home run as well. So super proud of her. She, you know, she's kind of been doing a couple things for us. She can pitch, she can play outfield, she hits. So super exciting when they get that first home run on varsity.
Was she somebody you guys have thought, you know what, and she, again, just a sophomore, but she's got that power?
Oh, absolutely. When we see her at practice, she's got a great swing. She can really control her barrel. So, you know, we know with these young hitters, it just a little bit of time and getting those varsity at bats to get comfortable, and you know, and they'll come through for us.
How about that tough last inning? I mean, you could just again, as the broadcaster, just so enjoyable to enjoy the drama, and so as McElwam, I mean, just you know, certainly you got to tip your hat off to Rice Lake. They're without Maddie Rowe, their talented shortstop, going to your alma mater, Winona State, and without her, though, they played very competitive, very hard against you, battling even into that last inning.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, with a team like Rice Lake, you never put down your sensors for the potential for them to have a big inning. So, you know, but pitching seven quality innings against a team like this, that's also hard to do. So hats off to Violet for being able to close the door all seven innings, and kudos to them for staying in it.
And for your team, take a breath. Hey, you're sitting good. You're doing well here against the conference, atop the conference, a very competitive conference, and then back at Rice Lake on Thursday.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're planning on working hard. And in this season, with so many green players and people in new spots, you know, it's all about growth over time. So, you know, each day we step on the field, we hope to be a little bit better.
And a very competitive, not to look beyond that important conference game against Rice Lake, hoping to sweep them as you did Hudson and Menominee, but then also a pretty stiff competition. You guys try to schedule your non-conference as stiff as possible, and Saturday is going to be a test of that.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, going, yeah, not looking past Thursday in any way, shape, or form, but yeah, looking to Stevens Point, DC Everest. We know two extremely high-quality ball clubs from over there, so good for us to, you know, really kind of challenge ourselves and stay competitive throughout the season.
Go enjoy some family time. How's your little one?
He's amazing.
He's not so little anymore.
Yeah,
right?
Not so little, yeah. The second half of three, I think, is more fun than the first half. So.
Very good. Thanks, Chelsea. Congratulations.
Thank you guys for being here.
All right, Chelsea Sakura joining us here on the broadcast on WOGO. We'll take another two-minute timeout. Come back with a final word in a moment on WOGO Sports.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Ross Twyman, a hard shot out deep toward right center field, and that one is gone! Ross Twyman, a home run to tie the game for Chippewa Falls! How about Ross, the senior, stepping up?
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by May 31st, receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 5/31/25. Insured by NCUA.
Okay, time for the highlights here on WOGO. Good to have you with us throughout the day as we wind down. And the Cardinals win it by a final score of 4-1. And thanks so much to Chelsea Sikora for joining us there in the postgame a moment ago. Chelsea and Jared Faraday doing a great job coaching these young ladies. And again, before we're done, we'll also check the WOGO sports calendar for you, which is always available at WOGO.com. Easy and accessible. Of course, we're not just on the radio anymore at FM 103.1 at WOGO.com, but also available. You can find the live video streams of the WOGO Sports YouTube channel and on Facebook. So let's give a listen to a handful of the highlights as the Cards were scoreless until the third. Maybe the best, I think indisputably, the best bunter on the team. Nobody out. We'll see if she uses that to get the runners to second and third. She'll square the bunt. She'll lay a beautiful one down. Fielded by the Coons. Throw over to first. It's going to be no. Dropped, and now the runner's going to score for the Cardinals. And sliding in, and they lead it 1-0 as Kennedy Swan slides in. So the first highlight of the game for Chippewa Falls and the first run of the game for the Cardinals in that third inning, but they weren't done. McElwam. Big rally opportunities for the Cards with third base coach Chelsea Sikora ready to send the runners. And there's a shot to center field. It's going to get in there for a base hit. It's going to be extra bases. Two runners are going to score. Digging into second, Henkelman sliding. She's got a double, and the Cards lead 3-0. And so Lainey Henkelman, again, the sophomore, some of the sophomores coming through today with Henkelman there, and then Barrow later. Let's listen to this.
5 in the morning.
Off-speed pitch gets her to go. McElwam strikes out the side, and the Cardinals lead it in the middle of fourth, 3-0 from Casper on WOGO Sports. And again, on the day, Violet McElwam battling as she struck out 10 on the day of the Rice Lake Warriors, including two in the final inning, and matched against Coons also, who had 12 strikeouts on the day for Rice Lake. And another highlight or so for you here.
Right, her first time. And this one could be a solid ground ball. Twyman able to glove it, throw over to first in time for the out.
And the Cardinals retire the side. 1-2-3, middle of five. So there you go. And my apologies, we did have the Delaney Barrow home run, but I did not mark the number of that on my highlights here, so I don't immediately have that available, and it would take some finding. But nonetheless, Chi-High coming out on top in this one. They finish it off as they take care of business against the Rice Lake Warriors by a final score of 4-1. Things got a bit interesting in the last inning as Rice Lake able to draw a walk in Cameron Coons, the second double of the day from Ava Anderson, and then Addie CeeLo retired to right field, the ground out to short from Dakota Thompson, and then we came down to the final out of the day.
Rice Lake from McElwam. Two balls and two strikes to Weimer, the pinch hitter. Runner at third, 4-1 Cardinal lead. Called strike three, this game is over. Chi-High wins it by a final score of 4-1.
And the Chi-High Cardinals come out on top, 4-1, upping their record overall to 6-4, 6-1 in the conference. Rice Lake dropping this one, going to 2-5 in the BRC, and also 7-8 on the season. But they're back at it against each other. That one is coming up on Thursday from Rice Lake. But meanwhile, we're going to be busy with three consecutive days of McDonald softball here on WOGO Sports as we close out our broadcast by checking that WOGO Sports calendar, always available to you at WOGO.com. Thursday afternoon, don't forget, it's a 3:40 start time, weather permitting, McDonald Lady Mac softball at Bloomer, 4 o'clock first pitch, and then the Lady Macs back at it at home here at Casper against Fall Creek, 4:40 on Friday. We continue May softball doubleheader Saturday. It all starts 11:55 from Prescott, the Prescott Invitational. Macs taking on Prescott and Hudson that day. And then Tuesday, it's Macs baseball on May the 6th. The Macs at home here against Augusta with a 4:40 pregame. We're back with Chi High baseball Thursday, May 8th, 4:40 pregame, the Cards against Eau Claire North. So that'll do it for us here today. Thanks so much to Sam Adderley providing all the video streaming and to Gavin Bovia doing a great job back at our WOGO studio. I'm Mark Halverson. Thank you for joining us again. The final score today, Chi High winning it in softball over Rice Lake, 4-1. Good night.
WOGO.
Coverage of the Lady Cards is brought to you by Royal Credit Union, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Stelter Incorporated, Quality Propane and Fuels, and Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. This has been Chi High Lady Cardinals softball on WOGO Sports. We now return to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO.